Welcome to Until the Bell Rings. I'm your host, Crystal J. Miss Marks, if you've ever taken my class. Here's the deal. I'm for inclusive and equitable education. That's it, because all students deserve it. Today, Coach E and I are going to talk about when to address issues in school and when to just leave it alone, starting with something that's currently going on at my alma mater that has some of my former students feeling confuzzled, if you will. So join me as I continue this journey down the hallowed hallways of my high school. All right. Welcome back, everyone. Hi, Coach. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. How was your week?
It was a busy week on campus. It was a busy week at home, too, but it's Friday. Thank God.
It is Friday. All right. So today I really just kind of want to reflect on our past couple of guests. And then also I want to talk about, when do you bring stuff up and when do you let it die? And by that, I mean, things always happen on campus, big and small, where either you feel like, dang, is nobody going to address this? Or you feel like, why didn't they just leave that alone? Right. So I had already planned on doing this. And then this week, I got a lot of messages from students about the sign at school. And I sent you the pictures of the sign. It's a diversity sign. And it is
posted. As an art teacher, I approve of the sign. I mean, I like the colors. I like the variation. It made me happy.
It's a great sign. And then also it is posted on the Until the Bell Rings Instagram. So if you're listening, feel free to check that out. So the story behind the sign is, and there were two pictures. One of the pictures, it was up on the wall. Like, people were proud of it. Great job. And the second picture, it was folded up under the staircase. So this is... Yeah. So this is my understanding of the story. And I know that students put a lot into the sign because when they wanted to create it, they had actually reached out to me, asked me if I thought it was a good idea. And oftentimes students are just asking me how to navigate when you're getting a lot of pushback on something that doesn't seem like you should be getting pushback on. Hmm. You know what I mean? You know, like, I don't know.
It's common sense things. Okay.
Celebrating diversity. So the sign says diversity is not just black and white. And the purpose of it was to go on the wall. I think they're going to let students sign it. And, you know, like, in what way are they diverse? Which is great, right? Because so often the diversity conversation is just about black and white, which makes people uncomfortable.
Exactly.
And expand the conversation. Seems like a good thing, right?
You're engaging with students. You're letting them have a voice. You know,
all of that, right? How could that be a bad thing? Well, Wednesday was signing day for athletes. Everybody knows. Yes. Okay, so you know what signing day is. You're a coach.
Yes, but
for anybody who doesn't, when high school athletes are signing with the college, signing day, they do like a big thing. So at our school, it still feels like my school. At De La Salle, they had a number of athletes signing for signing day. There was a news crew there, I think, for one of them is going to play at Florida. He's going to be a Gator. Super excited for him. Now I said where he's going, and I don't know where the other ones are going off the top of my head. I'm so sorry, guys, but I care. I love you. I'm proud of you. I swear. Anyway, so they took it down for the news crew.
Oh,
it wasn't in the way, but they took it down. Now, there are a couple options. I've heard that maybe they took it down because they didn't want anybody asking questions about it. And you would hate to have to explain that, oh, well, we're a diverse school.
To have that conversation.
But it's like not a long conversation. It's just like, oh, we're diverse. That's what we do, right? Like, I just saw on the website, like their new... banner, it says, I'm going to pull it up right now. Let's see, guiding young men and women of varied backgrounds and abilities to develop spiritually, intellectually, physically, and socially.
Oh, but you don't want to celebrate the diversity with the poster because
right.
that's really going to be a conversation.
The fear of that conversation is so strong. It's like, let's take this down before we have to answer any questions about if we're really leaning into diversity. Like, that's weird, right?
That's weird.
It's, and the students, they worked really hard on it. They're upset. No, but you know, they just come into school the next day and it's just folded up under the stairs. Like, it didn't matter. And it was important to them. And I think when students are taking the initiative, like, we should celebrate that.
I think 100%. 100%.
Of course, I wasn't there. I didn't make the decision, but I definitely, you know, I told the kids I'd give them a shout out today. And I would love to know the answer too. I'm sure there's, I know there's been some discussion about it, but I think part of the thing is, and this is when it gets to the topic of the show, it's like, there are some things when you don't address them, whether they're big or small, they get worse, right? So like by itself, taking the sign down is not the worst thing in the world. Mm-hmm. It's not great, but it's not the worst thing in the world. But when it's compounded with every other thing that happens, then it seems-
Oh, just add it to the list. Yeah, just add it to the list.
You're adding it to the list. So how do you know like what to address and when to leave something alone?
I think that's definitely a tough thing to figure it out. But just kind of as like a quick answer, and we can always delve into it a little bit. If it's lingering in your spirit, man, if it's just sitting heavy on your chest, if it's heavy in your mind, you can't get your head off of it, then no, we need to have a conversation. We need to talk about it. We got to get this out because I am not okay in myself having this linger or having this problem just kind of out there.
Right. So like, for example, all the students are aware of this because they've been hitting me up, and all the, you know, teachers, admin, they know the students are aware of it. So it's like, do you just pretend it didn't happen or do you say something to the student body?
Well, first of all, it was straight disrespectful to take the poster down. So let me just acknowledge them and their feelings on the poster. That was just disrespectful. If you've had an issue with the poster, you should have either waited to put it up in the first place because you wanted this persona or the perception that, you know, of whatever on the news, or the adults should have had a conversation with the students about why the poster was coming down and note or say, this is temporary, it will go back up, or this is permanent and this is why. But also in our building, if you're going to put up a poster, the statement usually has to be approved by an adult. So if you had an issue with the poster to begin with, it should have been shut down at the idea of it, which that's a totally separate conversation. Then not when we didn't put all the hard work and put it up on the wall and then you want to take it down. That's disrespectful.
It should be noted that the three athletes that were signing were all Black males. So just... irony, maybe. Diverse. I don't know. All right, so you know, it's been kind of heavy lately. This is stuff that's funny to me. It might not be funny to some people, but I do kind of want to go through this thing of like, these are things that happen on campus, some of it not diversity related at all, just kind of like, what just happened? And I want to know, like, as a school, do you address it or do you just let it ride until it dies out? All right, so the first one.
Okay.
Every year we have an International Day at our school where we do this celebration. Students can audition to be in it. And basically you're just celebrating different, so they might sing songs from different countries or dances, whatever, what have you, right? So every year we have one of the performances that we have, because it's always popular, is the silks, like the Cirque du Soleil type of thing where people are
okay.
doing all their acrobat, which is always beautiful, all right? Mm-hmm. Well, last year, the girl gets out to do the silks, and I felt bad because it was, you know, usually they have on like the full bodysuit and their hair's back in a bun, but it was something about the way she, like her hair was down, and something about the way she like whipped her hair with the beat. I thought, ooh, that's a stripper. But like, and then I thought, don't say, I was like, don't say that. That's wrong. Like in my head, I was like, you are so wrong.
Hey, but that's right? what you thought. So that's honest. Okay.
That's what I thought. I was like, ooh, no. But like, okay. And let me say this. She was very talented, very athletic. And you know what I mean? Like, there's no getting around that, whatever. And it's really, I mean, that's not even
she didn't problem. Learn that dance move at Silk class, is what you're telling me.
I want you to know that A, she was the only performer that got a standing ovation. And like,
okay, because they was ready for it.
The kids wasn't ready, but the crowd was. Okay. The kids after were like trying to take a picture with her, right? Like some of the senior boys were. And I'm laughing because Google is a crazy thing. Because all you have to do is Google someone's name. So it was the eighth graders that Google her name and her social media comes up. And yes, yes, I wasn't wrong. No, she also did the silks, but it was just like, you know, it's not a great look. No disrespect to her. I'm sure she's a lovely person and I'm not going to give her name, but if you had a name, like if her name was Vegas, you know, something like that. And you think, didn't you have a clue? And again, the whole school knows, is that something you address or just leave it alone? Like they inform the administration, to my knowledge, like later.
I think on that one, you don't address it.
Agreed. And they didn't. Yes. Ding, ding, ding. I agree with that. I like, you gotta let that go.
But it's because really that funny. One is more of a, I don't know, maybe embarrassing or, ooh, you know, that's a, but no, it, I think that one you don't address it. We just all just smile and nod and move on to the next day.
Exactly. All right. Here's another one. We hire, I guess what you would call like a permanent sub for a teacher who's going to be out. And I think he maybe did not have a background check beforehand, like he was doing it in time. But of course, what do students do? They Google everyone. And the first thing that comes up is his mugshot and like the list of things that happen. And again, people have history, I get all that, but there are certain expectations when you're teaching in a school. And it's the students that found this again. And you know, a couple of days later, he was gone. Everybody knows about it. Do you address it?
I think with that one, you're supposed to address it with the students that it directly affects.
The ones that were in the class. You send like a parent email. Just I don't even know what happened.
Exactly. Because if I were a parent of a student in that class, okay, yes, that happened. And how the heck could y'all hire this person without doing all of that? But now how is my daughter's or son's education going to be affected? And how are we going to get it back on track with a new teacher? And how is this going to affect their learning process? So I think you have to just make a statement about, yeah, to the people that it directly affects. And then of course it's going to spread. Everybody's going to find out because that's just what happens. But for the people who were in the class, we literally had the same thing happen here, but probably a little bit more cringy, if you will.
Wow.
Apparently there was a teacher that came on halfway through the school year or at some like weird junction in the school year to replace either a pregnant teacher or somebody. I don't know. So I'm on the first floor. What happens above me? I don't know what happened. So somewhere on the third or fourth floor, one of those people.
You have four floors in your school? Dang.
Yes, in the tower, we call it the tower. The tower has four floors, and then there's a long hallway. The teacher, just some of the highlights of what I was told, let his students know that they could curse
at like each other. Walked in the room like, hey, everybody say bad words, it's fun.
Like, just in conversation of the class, you could curse and you weren't going to be punished. In one point when he was trying to prove a point or show symbolism or something, he had a female student jump up and down. And when she became awkward with it, he told her to keep jumping. He talked about his marriage and previous relationships as if they were, you know, one-on-one students. And so these are like, my students are telling me how terrible this guy is. He was let go or asked to leave, but it's like, people have a track record. What references did y'all not do or look into or even just ask about that this was so missed?
I just feel like, again, and whatever, Google's not always correct. It doesn't have everything. But like, if you're curious, like, I feel like the first thing you should do is like, hey, let's just Google this name and see if anything pops up. Just that's what kids, oh, they used to come in on like my huge screen in my room and like look my name up. And I didn't have it. I got rid of all social media when I became a teacher because I was just so.
That's afraid. A great idea.
Yeah. Well, I was honestly, I was just afraid like one day I was going to say something sarcastic and think that nobody would know what I was talking about, but everybody knew who I was talking about and then end up like not having, I was just like, it's not for me. I shouldn't do it. So at that time, when you looked me up, pretty much nothing came up. And I was so happy because just like that moment of dread, like when they start typing your name in Google at the front of the class, it's like, oh gosh, what's going to come up? And I was like, wait, that's it? There's nothing.
Well, and then like, I'm like, okay, well, cause I know, first of all, my students just made me create an Insta like the other day. I don't know. Like I have one for myself, but like one for the classroom.
Yeah.
It taught me how to do all these things. And so I'm just like, I don't know how to do this stuff. But even on like Facebook, I was like, okay, dang, do I need to go back and like maybe block some stuff? Because I don't want them to go pull up a happy hour from 2010 when Coach was having a great time.
Right. I'm like, you know, New Orleans, meanwhile, like the place that the teachers go to happy hour is like down the street from the school and we're all sitting like on the, like on the street outside, like
right,
different place. But I get you, like, I didn't have the job that I have now. I had to get Facebook. I didn't have it before then for like years and years and years. And I think it's my least favorite only because it's where you learn too much about people who aren't quite friends. But, you know, you feel like you like, and then you learn some stuff that makes you feel like, I don't know. It's Facebook to me is different. I'm not like used to social media. So I have a Until the Bell Rings Instagram and like I was posting on there for a while and then I wasn't. And I'm always like, I need to keep up with that. I also have a poetry Instagram where I would just like write poetry on there. But that one started when I was a teacher. It's Manifest High. So it's not my name. But it was also, but it's always like this when you're a teacher, like you're always a teacher. You have to be careful what you say all the time. You know what I mean? And that is one thing I have to say, I don't miss that so much.
Yeah, it lingers. You know, it definitely does.
Yeah. Oh, especially like being a teacher at a Catholic school. You know, you've got that added. I don't know. It's, I feel like.
Oh, you're supposed to be a saint.
Yeah.
Y'all should be quoting the Bible and all Bible, the things.
You know, pro life, just the whole thing. You know, like there's just like very rigid belief systems. And again, which is why I've asked in the past, can a Catholic school actually be inclusive? I don't know the answer to that question. Some people tell me yes. I guess I feel like I just haven't seen that school yet. But I would love to.
I think if you're following, so this kind of, you know, this gets into the one of those conversations where it's like, I think if you're following those Italian principles, you can be inclusive.
Yeah.
Because I think the base behind most religions is love.
Yeah.
And so if you lead with love, then yes, you can be inclusive and you can show, you know, celebrate your diversity and all of those things and it not be an issue. But if you don't tend to do that,
and like
with some other things,
absolutely. And like for me as a teacher, if my number one job is to teach a student about life, about the subject, whatever it is, then what has to come before that is creating a space where that student feels loved and accepted, mm-hmm. like they're not going to be judged. Right. So whether or not I agree with what they like, who they are, that doesn't matter. I don't have to understand you. I don't have to agree with you to love and accept you. You know what I mean? So it's like, and then like, for example, especially at Catholic schools, you know, the idea of transgender teens and being called by a different name, you know, you're not supposed to do that. And my thing is, you know, if it makes someone feel comfortable to call them by whatever name, that's what I want to do. And right. While I personally, be who you are, love yourself, I don't care. It doesn't bother me. Even in the context of a Catholic school, that is not co-signing and encouraging someone to go down any path. It's just saying, like, I see you. This
I
is
see you as a person, and in here I'm going to treat you like you're a person.
Yeah, you're accepted here no matter what. And I don't feel like that's that difficult.
So the only time that it is hard for me is like one of my students I had for 2 years as one name. And mm-hmm. then the junior year came in and wanted to be called a different name. And I'm supportive of that. I was just like, you know, I only know you by this other name.
I'm so gonna mess it up all the time.
It's gonna take me a minute to get this new one in because I still see you in your face as the other name.
Yes.
So, yeah. But that student gave me some grace, and I appreciate that to get
well,
it
I
right.
Think that, but again, that's just the conversation. Like, I think it was so important that you went ahead and said, like, "Hey, I see you. I respect your decision. I accept your decision. I love you anyway." But also, it might take me, I'm trying, it might take me, you know what
it's
I mean?
Gonna be hard.
I remember I had one student in my class who had, like, they had their dead name the whole time they were in my class. Mm-hmm. And then for the next year and a half, I kept hearing about this other kid. And I'm like, I teach all the freshmen and I never taught this kid. And then one day I heard someone refer to them as the new name. And I was like, oh my God, that's you. I've been trying to figure out for like a year and a half, who are people talking about? Like, oh, well, they've been here since freshman year. I'm like, no, cause I teach all the freshmen and I've never met that person. And so I was like, oh, that makes sense. I get it now.
There you go.
You know, and they were very gracious with me too. You know, if I said, you know, she instead of they or whatever, it's like, hey, and just remind me real quick, no big deal, and we move
right.
on, and it's all love. You know, it should be all love. That's what it should be. All right, so do you have any instances in your school where you felt, and any, you've been in a few schools, at any of your schools where you felt like, are we going to address this, or that, dang, y'all should have just left that alone?
So we had an incident. Well, I mean, okay, so just recently, like, I don't even know, like a couple of weeks ago, we had like a bad weather system come through, you know, our area. And at one point during the school day, we're all getting notifications on the phone, like tornadoes in the area, you know, shelter, whatever, all that. And it's like going off in the classroom and we're looking at it, waiting for that announcement to come on. And no announcement comes. So we're going through our day, and then eventually the principal comes on and it's like, due to the bad weather, we've moved the portable classrooms inside. It's like, okay, but he's like, but everything else is classes as usual. I'm like, okay, even though we're looking outside and it's looking kind of black and green in the sky, but okay, we're business as usual. And then we keep getting another notice, comes on your phone, you know, almost like the Amber Alert or whatever, but it's like for tornadoes. So then come to find out, a picture goes circulating around of a tornado in the sky at the front of the school. We find out the elementary school next door has been sheltered in place for almost an hour. And we're just over here, business as usual. Like, did nothing happen? And I'm just like, I need y'all to either tell me that the photo was fake, or I need y'all to say we messed that up and maybe we should have sheltered in place because there was a tornado less than half a mile away from your school.
Yeah, and I feel like that's one where you got to say something. You got to say something.
You got to send that email out to the parents or the teachers or something. Like, are you serious?
That's actually really funny. Did they ever talk? Like, did they ever?
No.
You weren't curious? Like, you didn't want to go to the front and be like, just out of curiosity, like,
I just, we, you know, we talked to amongst each other in the coach's office, and everybody was on the same page that that picture was legit. And that was the first time I had seen it. So I just was like mind blown. And then one of the coaches, her son is at the elementary school. And she's like, well, my son has been in the hallway sheltering, covering for like almost an hour now. And they've been reading stories and stuff to him, trying to keep him entertained. So it had to have been something. And I'm just like, how did we miss the memo?
How did we not
get the instruction?
So wait, and in your school, like students can have their phones, right? So they're seeing the warnings too. Oh, see, at least at, well, not that students don't use their phones. However, technically they're not allowed to have their phones in the school day. So they wouldn't be, unless I guess maybe if they were online, like they wouldn't be like, we're getting these notifications, like what's happening, you know?
And then they're so loud, it's going off. It's interrupting your classroom. And literally every single guy, I got it on my phone like 3 times. The students were getting it and they were like, coach, do we need to do anything? I was like, well, I've cleared out some space in the supply closet if we have to go in there. But I think we're okay. They're like, coach, you got a lot of windows around here. Are you sure? And I'm just like... hold the line and you know, follow what the school is telling us.
Man, you just keep teaching. I will tell you, related, but kind of not, this is not like a, do you talk about it? We definitely had a fire drill. I think it was in my second year where I thought I heard something, excuse me. But then I was like, maybe not. So I kept teaching. And it turns out there had been a fire drill and it didn't ring on the third floor.
Oh my goodness.
There's only a few classes out there. But the thing is, like, they didn't report us as missing.
Your fire captain did not check on your classroom?
I think the assumption was like, oh, this is must be Miss Mark's off period.
Oh, so, wow.
Like, because, and you know, like I have super hearing. So I was definitely like,
not super hearing.
Hear that? And everybody's like, no. And I'm like, okay. So I keep teaching, but when everybody was walking back, like I looked outside, I was like, ooh, hold on a minute.
Where are y'all coming from?
No. I was like, I knew it. You know, my students are like, I think that my students' favorite part of class is just like my genuine reactions to everything. I can't hide stuff. Like, you know what I mean?
You can't hide it.
But like, I see it and I'm like, ah, I knew I heard something. Good thing it was just a drill. We also had a smoke alarm once because one of our teachers was doing Edgar Allan Poe unit and used the smoke machine.
Oh wow!
I won't tell it the story.
To try to be like kind of creepy, yeah. Like yeah.
I think that's great. I don't know that I would have admitted that.
So was it last year? This might have been 2 years ago. I don't know. We had something a little bit more serious. We got an email that due to a chemical spill, AC in the tower was going to have to be shut off.
What month?
And
what month? Yeah, you're in Texas. You said the AC was going to be shut off. I'm just wondering.
Right. Okay. Right. It was probably, I believe this was like March or April. But we got the email like around 7th period. So they just had one more period to go.
Okay.
Air would have been fine. Then we saw, started getting stuff on like TikTok that someone had poured some substance, they thought it was acid, onto another student in a bathroom stall. And the reports were it was a white kid had poured acid onto a black kid inside of a bathroom stall, and it was racially motivated and all the things. And I know that we as teachers got an email about the chemical spill, and I did that in air quotes. And then we got a separate email that said mandatory faculty meeting after school. But other than that,
that's never a good sign.
But other than that, it was not addressed, as I know, with the community. And then in the faculty meeting, it was basically like the information, but said out loud so that it was not on paper what it actually was.
Here's my thing, because obviously if it was on TikTok, all the students saw it or whatever. So like as a teacher in your classroom, were they asking you?
About
your students, were they asking you like, is this true? Did this happen?
No, they were telling me.
Oh, they were telling me. They were the
because
ones
you know, if it hits TikTok, that's the truth. And so now it's like the students feel like they need to catch me up with what's going on and then they want to know, what do you know about it? You know, but they were the ones that brought it to me at first. We just got the email about a chemical spill, but they were like, miss, that ain't what happened. This is what happened. See. And so then I'm like, dang, y'all know more than I do.
They do. They always know.
Yeah.
Sometimes it does, you know, the grapevine can twist some stories, but they do always generally know. Speaking of TikTok, last year, did your school go through a phase where they were following that TikTok trend of like destroying the bathrooms? I forget what it was called.
100% we did. Yes.
That's so dumb.
And we got all the way up until the one where they were supposed to mess with the teacher. And we just politely let the kids, or I did. Don't come at me with that. You don't want that problem. But yes, they were definitely vandalizing bathrooms and ripping off soap dispensers and taking the doors off of bathrooms and stuff. Almost to the point where
was it just in the boys' bathrooms or was it girls too?
No, it was girls too. To the point where they tried to limit us sending them to the bathroom. And it was just like, yeah, how's that gonna work? That's not.
I don't know. I never let my kids go to the bathroom. I know everybody's so against that unpopular opinion, but I'm always kids treat like they act like it's contagious. Like if one person goes, all of a sudden you have to go. And I'm like, that's not even how it works. So I was like, that's not how going to the bathroom works. So I was just always like, you have the break between class. You've got like an extra long break. You've got lunch. You've got this. I was like, you have time to go. And I went to this school. So I know that there's time. And I always said, if you have to go to the bathroom, just be willing to take a detention. So like everybody was like deathly afraid. However, they never paid attention to my phrasing because my phrasing was just be willing to take a detention. I've never given a detention for somebody going to the bathroom. Because my thing is, if you have to think about it, you don't have to go that bad. Like, right. You really, I said, you're going to sit, they're like, well, what if I have to go that bad and I pee on myself? Well, Mr. Peabody, that's going to be a lot more embarrassing for you than it will be for
totally
me.
Totally embarrassing.
Like you're a freshman. You don't want to live with that for the rest of your life. And I'll say like, just go to the bathroom. And then they're right. Like, I don't want to. And I'm like, oh my God, would you please go to the bathroom?
Well, then it also, it's like, kind of like how you said, like, you just got to be willing to be like, no, I actually have to go. So if that means I walk up out of this class, then I got to walk up out of this class. And from the teacher standpoint, I'm going to be like, oh, okay. Well, he must've really had
to go. Like that, and that's it. Like, if you got to go that bad, I was like, I know when I got, I'm not sitting here debating, like, I'm going to go. Like, okay, whatever it is, it is.
What are these breaks that you speak of? I'm sorry.
Oh, so we only had, 4 periods, you know, in the day.
Okay.
So, which actually, that's right, students. I'm going to admit it here. It's more of a reason that you should be able to go to the bathroom because classes are like an hour and a half. But you have first period, and then there's just a 10-minute break, and then you have 5 minutes to get to class, plenty of time to go to the bathroom. And then,
Oh my gosh.
Look at that. You know what's funny? So nice. There's really, you can't do anything with that 10 minutes, but every once in a while we'd have an assembly or something and we wouldn't get that break. And it was like because when you're expecting it, it feels disrespectful when you don't have it.
Right. You took my break.
So we have that. And then we have lunch after second period. There's that time. Although lunch.
How long is lunch?
35 minutes.
Okay. So ours is 30. Okay.
Okay. And then we had like it wasn't a break, but it was an independent work period, which to me seems like the time to go to the bathroom. Although the school stance was too many kids are going to the bathroom. Don't let them go at that time. But I'm like, that seems like the time. But yeah, so like there was just time, like you pass a bathroom on the way to class. But again, I'm not as clueless as I would have made them think I am. Like, I understand it can be challenging and sometimes you got to go. And then, you know, you give them the old, like, have I ever gone to the bathroom during class?
Oh, but I have. So
I got thrown up on once in class and I did leave to get like a shirt.
No, that's not okay.
Who are you telling? It was in the middle of exams. And I loved this girl. She was like the first one to turn it in. She sat down and then she raised her hand. And I'm like, yeah. And so she starts walking up to me. I start walking toward her and she's like, I feel like I'm going to throw up. And then she did. Oh. And it was early in the morning.
She's like not a liar.
Looked like she had a red icy for breakfast. I don't know what she had. But I remember like it hitting my chest and my shirt and I could feel it like rolling down my foot into my flats. And I want to say, I'm very proud of myself because I didn't really react. I just gave her the key to the faculty bathroom. And I said, here, go to the bathroom. And then, you know, I text one of my teacher friends, like, I don't care what you're doing. You need to find me a shirt now.
Right.
Nothing else matters. And then like the whole class was sitting there and I had to, you know, they're in the middle of the exam. So I was like, guys, why don't you just let it out and go ahead and laugh so you can finish taking the exam? And like the laughter that erupted, like, it's just like,
let's be real. This is crazy.
I did. Cause you can tell they were all holding back. They were all holding back. And I was like, hey, let's just.
But you see what you did? You stopped. And you acknowledged something that everybody knew had happened and y'all had a moment. It was a teachable moment and then you moved back on. So,
Sure did. All right. And so my last one is actually, and I don't know if you've experienced this. This one is on a serious note. Have you ever had former students or students that have died by suicide, and how does your school handle that?
So I have not had a student that has. I believe if the student is current in, like, you know, in one of the grades, yes, they will send an email to the staff community. And we may even have like a moment to reflect on it during advisory for that week. If it, I guess it's a former student, you mean like after they've graduated or
no,
something, or
I mean like
just
someone
like if they went to a different grade.
Yeah.
No. If they're a current student, yes, the school will acknowledge it and say something.
How, what is that like? Well, I don't know if you've ever, like for the teachers, like for me, I think that in the past that has happened and it's been, I mean, I think they do all the right things. Like you go, like I think they had counselors come from other schools that are available if you need to. And you know, the teach as usual, and if somebody needs to go, fine. But I always found it like students have so many questions about that kind of thing. And again, I think it may be the nature of my relationship with the students. I find it difficult not to at least let them express, you know, or talk about even the largest sense. Like we read 13 Reasons Why in one of my classes before it was like outlawed, like when it first came out. And mm-hmm. even though you're not allowed to read that in school anymore, you know, that book dealt with suicide. And it was definitely a semester where we had some of the best conversations in class, where we got to talk about the little things that build up, you know, within people, mm-hmm. Which kind of brings this conversation full circle. If you continue to ignore things,
right,
you know, something bigger builds up. So just in life, like one of those skills is learning when to address something and when to kind of just let it ride. I think that for me, that those were some of, not that we had a lot of those days, but when that's happened, like when something like suicide is at the front of their mind and trying to understand, you know, those conversations, because you kind of get both ends of it. You get people who don't understand it at all and just feel like, mm-hmm. hey, that's such a selfish thing. And then you get
the people that are right there with them.
Yeah. Yeah.
And needing to know of, you know, ways that, you know, they can find help or reach out to.
Yeah. And I think those conversations also become important because I think a lot of times something might bother us and we feel like, are we just weak? Like, why does this not bother everyone? Why does nobody else go through this? And not realize that you're not alone, that there are things that are, you know, difficult that people are going through. You know, when you look at celebrities and students are like, oh, I want to be like this person, they have it so easy. But it's like, you don't realize a lot of those people are doing things even though they're afraid, right? So like,
right.
Everybody experiences fear. Everybody, does not matter where you come from, how much money you have, what race you are, you have times when you're down. There are just things as a human that we experience. And it's just so important to be honest about it and share it. I found it was in my class.
To acknowledge what you're going through, what you're feeling, and that you don't even have the answers sometimes. Like you're not sure what to do next, or that, you know, that I think that's very important.
Girl, I don't have any answers. I'm just out here looking for answers. That's what I feel like sometimes. I don't, you know.
I think that that's an interesting thought, is because, you know, I guess we've been raised to think that, you know, you have a problem, you solve it, there is an answer. But a lot of times I think it's us learning that no, there's not. And sometimes you have to be okay in that space where you can't just solve it and fix it and move on. You just have to kind of learn to cope with whatever the issue is, because there's not an answer. So I think that's okay.
Absolutely. And so I would say to my students who worked so hard on that sign, and all the students who noticed it was taken down and feel frustrated by it again, because it feels like just another kind of slight or insult. It's okay to be frustrated, and you may not be able to do anything about it, but it doesn't change the fact that you did something. It was important to you. You were proud of it. And you can't, unfortunately, we can't control what others do. Right. And sometimes when we're frustrated, we just got to take a deep breath, sit with it for a second, and move on, because there's really nothing, there is no other answer, unfortunately. But yeah, this is a good conversation. I like laughing.
I mean, you know, there's many things to laugh about in education.
There are so many things that I have to remind my, you know, sometimes I get worried that if I spend too much time laughing or make light of too many things, which is my nature. You know, I spent my entire time in the classroom laughing with my students. It was great. But then you do, like, do people take this as seriously as you do? Like, she doesn't take it seriously if she's just making jokes, but also, like, that's how you get through. Like, if you don't make jokes, right, what do you do? Like, what do you do?
I guess I'm kind of like you in that. I'm not always serious. Not serious. It's just, oh, everything sometimes just isn't that deep.
I said that my senior year of college, the last English class that I had to take. I don't even remember what book it was. And they were arguing that the author meant something, and I didn't necessarily agree. And then I said, all I'm saying is, like, sometimes I think somebody can write something and say exactly what they mean. Like, they're not always trying to go deeper. And my professor, no lie, in front of the whole class, is like, well, I think you chose the wrong major, if that's what you think. Well, a little late, buddy. It's my last class. Nothing you can do about it. Like, I don't know what to tell you.
I'll be honest, and I hate to tell this to an English teacher, but that's kind of what ruined reading for me. It's like all this dang hidden symbolism and everything. No, the tree is brown means the tree is brown.
No, I definitely, you know what,
You know what I mean? Like,
you don't have to hate to say that to me, because I feel the same way. And I always felt kind of less than in that department, because I mean, I feel about books the way I feel about movies. Like, dang, sometimes you just want to be entertained. It doesn't always have to be deep, yeah, you know? And also, I don't think we teach kids, like, there's other reasons for reading. Okay, so, and my students know, because I talked about this, I love reading now. I read all the time. I got all the way through college with a major in English, making A's, and had never read a full book.
Love that.
Not one. Because I definitely, like, if I listen in class, I get the gist. Like, I can write about it. It's fine. But then I learned later that, you know, you don't have to read things all the time that are so demanding of you trying to figure it out. Like, sometimes it can just be enjoyable, or like reading for self-improvement or like personal growth. We don't teach that, you know, like, if you're interested in real estate, if you think you might like real estate, find yourself a book from somebody that, like, has a real estate empire and read about that. So, which obviously this gets into a whole nother subject when we're talking about what you can and cannot read in school, and, like,
oh my goodness,
you know, how do you get kids to want to read? But I thought it's probably a conversation for another day. With that said, I think we can wrap it up for today because we'll go on forever.
Because we'll keep going and add a whole nother thing on there.
Yes, I felt myself like jumping from subject to subject, which is fine. I'm just here for some conversation. And
reflect. I have a quick thought about the poster.
Oh, yes.
I feel like they need to like maybe take a picture of it and like just blast it all over their social media.
Yeah.
And hashtag everybody.
Absolutely. Like, let it be. It's I think it's a great idea, and shame on anybody who doesn't want to celebrate diversity or is ashamed to show that you're celebrating diversity.
I agree.
I don't get that. Mm-mm. But you know, maybe to be continued, you know, maybe there was a reason and that maybe it'll go back up. Who knows? I don't know. I don't have any answers. I just
if know the poster gets rehung, we need to know.
Okay. I'll keep you posted. I'm sure they'll tell me. I couldn't believe it because part of me does feel like, okay, it is kind of stupid, but are you this mad about a poster? But then I have to remember, like, it's the piling up of things. Like, it's just one more thing.
It is. Yeah.
They're proving again. So yeah, I'll keep you posted on the poster. And yeah, I got hopefully some good guests coming on. So I'll keep you posted on that as well.
Can't wait.
All right. I'll talk to you next time. Thanks for listening, everyone.
I want to leave you with this. You know what is right. You know what is wrong. And don't let anyone convince you otherwise. Doing the right thing rarely means doing the easy thing. Stand firm in your beliefs, even when you're being challenged, especially when you're being challenged. Don't be afraid to talk about the hard stuff, and remember to include others. I'm Crystal J, also known as Miss Marks, and thank you for listening to Until the Bell Rings.